91X News.
It's minus 5 and cloudy at 3 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Megan Pounder. Belleville is celebrating two centuries of successes, and one such achievement is the Glanmore House Museum. QNET's Stephanie Clue has the story.
Belleville is a city full of beautiful heritage homes and friendly people, and its history still shines through today. One historic house stands out among the rest. Glanmore House is a National Historic Site and popular with tourists and residents alike. Danielle McMahon-Jones is the collections assistant for the property.
Glanmore was built in 1883 for a couple named John and Harriet Phillips. John was a banker, and it was just the two of them when they moved into this house. They built the house primarily for entertaining. That's one of the reasons why it's so ornate and decorative, so they could throw a lot of parties and impress people, encourage people to invest in John's bank.
McMahon-Jones says the staff plan on bringing some of the Victorian clothing out of the attic and putting together an exhibit to celebrate Canada's 150th birthday. Amongst the Victorian artifacts, Glanmore House is home to items from Belleville's past.
We're the only kind of regional museum. There's no Belleville History Museum. Apart from the Victoriana that you see displayed in the house and the original objects, we also actively collect Belleville history. So things that were from prominent businesses, prominent community members, organizations, schools, things like that. We have all those kinds of artifacts in the house as well.
Stephanie Clue, QNET News, Belleville.
Thousands of people gathered in Toronto this Saturday to protest against Islamophobia. QNET News reporter Callie Jackson was there and has the story.
A massive rally was held outside the U.S. consulate on Saturday, protesting against Islamophobia and the United States President Donald Trump's travel ban. Protesters gathered regardless of the cold weather and after a few hours took to the streets, beginning the march on University Avenue, across to Dundas Street, to Yonge Street, down to Queen Street, and finally back to the university. Ali Amaro was part of a group giving mint tea to protesters during the march and explains why she thought it was important to do.
Because it's freaking cold out here, and it's really important that we show our support to the Muslim community, and if people are cold, how can they protest? So our way of helping the support the protest is just by helping keep people warm.
Amaro said the protest is near to her heart, coming from a refugee family herself.
I'm here mostly, standing for, you know, racialized people in communities, also coming from a family of refugees as well, and seeing this impacts all of us as well, and I feel that we need to be here to support one another and be in solidarity. Kind of something I feel is important for us to do.
One of the organizers of the protest, Hashim Tousef, estimated that 5,000 people were protesting and showing their support on Saturday. Callie Jackson, QNET News, Belleville.
The Liberal government's Economic Advisory Council has released some recommendations on how to deliver a much-needed participation boost to the country's workforce. They include raising the age of retirement eligibility and exploring a national child care program. The advisors zeroed in on ways they think the country can put more Indigenous people, lower-income earners, as well as seniors and moms to work. The 14-member council, made up of experts from business and academia, have been working with the government for about a year, and some of their ideas are widely expected to help the government frame parts of the upcoming budget. That's QNET News on 91X to 304. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs are the only Canadian team in action as the NHL presents a three-game schedule. The Leafs are chasing Philadelphia for the second wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference. The Flyers, who are 2 points up on Toronto, will entertain St. Louis. Buffalo visits New Jersey in the other game. Among those congratulating Tom Brady and the New England Patriots on their Super Bowl win is the judge who struck down Brady's four-game suspension by the NFL for allegedly using underinflated footballs. Richard Berman, in an email to the Associated Press, says the Patriots taught everyone never to quit. His ruling was reversed by an appeals court, and Brady served the ban at the start of the season. Toronto will try to extend the LA Clippers' losing skid to three games tonight. The Raptors are back home after topping the Nets in Brooklyn yesterday afternoon. Toronto has won 3 of its last 10 games to slip into a tie for third place in the Eastern Conference standings. Send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Periods of snow today up to 2 centimeters with a high of minus 2. Tonight is cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries this evening and a risk of freezing drizzle to overnight with a low of minus 3. At 3:05, it's -5 and cloudy. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Megan Pounder. News on 91X next at 4 o'clock.